Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, let go. You're rolling with JNJ, 92.9 FM ESPN on this Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm sure we'll say it a couple of times, and don't just say it around here. We mean it with this show. I want you guys to enjoy the food. Jeff talked a lot about the food on his show. Hopefully you were listening like you do every day from 9 to 11, Jeff Calkins Show. It's not just the food. We want you to have peace. We want you to have joy. We want you to have all things that are good, including in Memphis sports. And maybe, just maybe, that brighter day that I was talking about yesterday looked like the sun had started to peek out. It's coming. You've got a twofer in Hoop City on this, again, Thanksgiving Eve. Maybe it'll be 2-0 tonight. Grizzlies back at it tonight against the Pelicans. Grizzlies looking to go 2-1 in the NBA Cup for those paying attention to the NBA Cup standings. They are 3.5-point favorites against the lowly Pelicans. Feels like possible winning streak time, particularly because of the teams that you're playing on this four-game road trip. We'll talk about that. Tigers, of course, have Southern Illinois down at FedEx Forum. So a twofer, like we said, hopefully a 2-0. Luka Doncic, my goodness, what a first quarter for him against the Clippers last night. If you're watching NBA, there's a lot going on across the league. And then Ryan Silverfield talked about his Memphis football future with our own Gabe Kuhn yesterday. Hopefully you guys were listening on Gabe's radio show ahead of their Thanksgiving Day matchup with Navy. We will talk about that because there's been developments as it relates to the coaching carousel, certainly, since even Ryan spoke yesterday with Gabe Kuhn, and even here maybe in the last hour or so. Sure, not sure. Is Arkansas open? Not open? We will discuss it all. John, I need you on this day. I'm glad you're here with me, brother.
Yeah, I'm here to give you the latest on just the odds, at least. I don't know if I can necessarily give you the scoop, but
it was weird because something was breaking when you were on with Jeff, right? About the
yeah. There is now a 96th percentile chance of one coach becoming the next coach of the Arkansas football team.
Dude, it's changed since you were on with Jeff.
Massively.
That percentile has changed, if I remember correctly.
Massively.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
All right.
Who is it? Is it Alex Golas? Is it Ryan Silverfield? Is it someone else? We'll get into all of that today on the show. Norton Hurd IV is my coach.
My coach, too.
And program director of Team Thad. We will speak with him about his Thanksgiving plate.
He's not Chris's coach.
Not yet.
We're not there yet.
He doesn't recruit sixth
He's
graders.
Your coach and my coach.
But he will get there, I think, at some point. It would be an upset if Chris does not play for Team
Thad. No, I actually think Team Thad has sixth graders now, too, because they run a league.
And Chris isn't in it?
No.
Because he does. New Hope. Or do they conflict?
It is the school season, but even off season, we don't do it. We went out there one time, turned our ankle so bad, Sarwar had to carry us off.
Oh,
just,
no.
You just can't
see your face there again?
It might be too tough for us. Chris fell like a feather, you know. We got to man up before we go back in there.
Yeah.
He is our coach.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be Chris's coach one day.
Maybe so. We'll keep working.
Got to toughen up.
But he'll join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the latest with Memphis basketball and more with him at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Rob Doster, of course, who's technically my boss at Field of 68. He will join us, co-founder of Field of 68. We'll talk to him about, there's a big controversy. People get really upset about these. Yeah,
you're going to have to explain this to me. There are some big games going on. Apparently, a lot of people are hot about what's happening around them.
So I think, and I think this is pretty easy to understand. We've kind of talked about this, but people love Maui.
Of course. It's a tradition.
It's been around forever. Yeah. Memphis was in it last year. It was like the launch pad to their season.
I actually heard Gary talking about this on a reel or something on social media.
It's a money loser. Teams lose money probably to the tune of about $500,000 with travel, with stay, with
everything
else.
Been doing it for years, right?
At Maui, yes.
Yeah. Part of the tradition. You're
but
willing to do it.
Until players' era emerged, there was no opportunity to actually make money in one of these MTE events.
Not lose money, make money.
Players' era, for those who are uninitiated, you get $1 million of NIL if you win this thing. So Gonzaga and Michigan play for the title later tonight. The winner gets $1 million of NIL engagements.
Okay, I get that part, and it's not as big now, but I'm going to need you to explain to me later why Tennessee beat Houston, but it's not in the title game.
Just they do point differential. That's why.
Well, we got to bracket that up.
Well, they don't want to do that.
That's silly. Is that good? Is this good?
I
argue it's good.
I think
Tennessee
it's
beat Houston. They should be going to a championship. Well, number three team in the country.
How about Iowa State?
I don't even want to
Iowa State beats St. John's and beats the hell out of Creighton. They don't have a shot in the title game either.
Iowa State, there's one.
You know, I mean, I think there's
I know we don't like to give Tennessee love around it. That's a good win last night.
Great win.
I'd be.
I mean, it's the best win of the.
Yeah.
Of the
number
of
three
the
in the country,
right? Until tonight. Tonight will be
Michigan.
But yes, the fact that Tennessee goes 2-0, they beat Houston, they're not in the title game. Yeah, I would feel some type of way about that. Now, the
title game
is
Michigan Gonzaga.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the third place game is Tennessee and Kansas.
Right.
Yes.
Got it.
And so Tennessee can still make the third, they can win third place, and I believe they still get an NIL payment. I believe third place does.
Yeah, third place without losing. It's kind of crazy.
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's the part I really didn't understand. I get the. They pay. Why wouldn't you want to go? Everybody in the country is going to want to go.
I'm glad you're bringing this up because, you know, we're still trying to learn the NBA Cup.
That one's the one that you ask yourself, is it worth learning? This is something that's going to grow and going to be basically
taken over. And honestly, Memphis would like to be in this.
Yeah, it's taken over early season college basketball and it's only going to grow. So
exactly.
This is one I feel like you have to get with the times. Here,
yes.
NBA Cup.
First place gets $1 million. Second place gets $500,000. Third place gets $300,000. And then fourth place gets $200,000.
Good grief.
So, I mean, you know what? $1 million will buy you.
Please, sir.
A guard.
I mean, come on. We got $4 or $5 million. That'd put us at six.
Yeah.
Please take us next year.
Yeah. I mean, fourth to get to 200.
The waiting list for this must be, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be 32 next year.
Yeah. So, everybody wants to be in this thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll talk. And people are mad about it because it has killed
Maui. Taking away from the traditional tournaments. I get it now. I'm understanding at least the premise of the argument.
Yeah. It's just like anything else, but, you know, it's like private equity. People don't like private equity. And again, I understand it, but we're getting Michigan and Gonzaga on November 26th. Like, what are we complaining about?
Well, the game's already become transactional. It's already become money driven in terms of the way players can move now and teams change. We flip them. It's all free agency, essentially. So if you're, you know, if you're mad now that these things are changing, you've probably been mad the whole time.
No. And I think you're right. And listen, we'll
seen this coming.
Get into this a little bit more with Rob Dosser, but the world changes. The world has changed in college basketball.
Is. That's what I would apply to this. Yeah.
Once upon a time, Jason, you were running around Memphis and you had a beeper, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You had a pager, and then once upon a time, you went from having a pager to a cell phone.
Yeah.
And
I was really just flogging. I was trying to look important. Didn't need it.
Yeah.
Some did.
Once upon a time, the only way to reach you was to get you on the house phone. Once upon a time, if you get on the internet, you couldn't use the house phone because it was tied up with the dial-up.
Yeah.
Times change. Times evolve. It's the way of the world.
There are people involved. You hate it for the folks of Maui and everything else.
Yeah,
it won't necessarily be the destination spot that it used to be. And that's
evolve.
Big for them.
Evolve. Offer money. I mean, I hate to do it that way, but I mean, that's...
All you got, find yourself a big-time sponsor that understands your tradition, and you get with the times, and that's typically what's going to happen.
Exactly right.
Newspapers got with the times when they didn't want to put it on the internet
first,
and we'll just keep with our...
That's
they'll
exactly
keep
right.
turning the pages,
and
you
were
late to the party. You couldn't figure out how to monetize it early. That's the point. You got to get with it, though, and they all have.
This is the way of the world.
So I would share the same sentiment there with
you. Get hit with it or get hit with it.
And, like, please, let Memphis get in it next year.
Yes.
Okay? That's where we're at on that.
Exactly right. So, anyway.
But that's the issue. They won't help low-budget teams like us, right?
Well, I mean,
because, again, what are you?
Gonzaga's like the only non-power structure team in it.
And they're not worried about selling tickets whatsoever. I mean, when you're bringing in these brands, they're going to come anyway.
Right, right. You've got San Diego State, UNLV, Gonzaga. Those are the non-power teams right
now. Okay, okay. If they'll bring San...
UNLV doesn't count because it's there.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah. San Diego State's had more of a history than us recently, but we are...
Yeah.
Come on, we got tradition.
You have a shot.
Yeah, we have a shot.
You have a shot. If San Diego State is in it...
I mean, I would have... Coming off of last year, I would have, you know... You were a five seed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if you had beaten Colorado State, then you got a better chance in this thing.
No, anyway, you're exactly right.
I'm going to hold out hope that Penny can get in this, especially as it expands.
I think you should. How's that?
I'd rather make money than lose money going to Maui.
Yes. And the opportunity, not even close.
Not to mention, we just checked off Maui last year, made it as far as the program's ever made it to the title.
Yeah. So all's well.
Okay.
That ends well.
Got that settled. Some big college basketball going on.
Some huge college basketball going on. And so, you know, we'll get into that because that is what I was on Field of 68 last night with John Henson, Mike LaTulip, and Jeff Goodman. So,
excellent.
Always makes for a late night.
Love you on F68.
It does make me aware of what's going on in the world. So, anyway, that is the show today. Okay, what's going on in the world in college football? It's silly season with the Tigers because it's the coaching carousel. And we are all monitoring. Ryan Silverfield came on with Gabe Kuhn yesterday. And the way he put it was just kind of interesting. I mean, I don't read into it, but it was really the way he said it and the words he chose to use. But basically, it was this is the job I have, right? This is where I have to be. This is where I'm at. It's not like it used to be the dream job, right? That's what he used to tell us, is that this is where I always wanted to be. And you know, that now it's, this is the job I have. And I do blame you for that, fatigue a little bit with the job, but that's a secondary conversation here.
Okay.
The question is he going to get another one? This is the job he has. Is he going to get another one? According to Trey Schapp, Arkansas, which is the primary opening that Ryan Silverfield has been linked to, that he's reportedly interviewed for, Alex Golish has agreed to a contract offer and will be the next coach at Arkansas. At Kalshi, which of course is a marketplace, prices all these things, Alex Golish is an 81% favorite to be the next coach at Arkansas.
Now, you were on with Jeff earlier.
Yes.
It was as this Alex stuff, or at least we were spotting it,
yes,
was coming out. What were the odds then? Didn't you use the same? Did you
50%.
Use Kalshi?
Yes.
And Silverfield was?
He was 48.
And so now that has flipped.
Yep.
Now clearly, since this information has been out there a little bit longer.
Correct.
And while I've been looking for somebody to confirm the Schapp new, like a Thamel or somebody like that, at least with the Kalshi info you got for us, they believe it.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Am I summing it up well there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Seems like they're buying it. I was coming here thinking, oh man, I don't see anybody with Schapp here reporting. This has been out there a long time.
Yep.
You know, boy, and looks like he's what? Tell us about Schapp. You said it. What he calls Arkansas women's basketball games, has done it since '96.
Yeah. So he has some presence over there.
Some presence.
Yeah.
So has been around, has some skin in the game, not necessarily. Clearly, someone you look to for scoops in college football, you know, the college football coaching carousel, it sounds like.
Yep.
And that's why I was surprised you didn't see anybody immediately.
Yeah, nobody has.
You know, jumping on. They've left him out there sort of as the guy on this.
Yep.
But if the odds are changing and changing so much based on this report, I mean, I'm led to believe that you might have you might not have an opening anymore at Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean,
discuss when it comes to Ryan Silverfield.
John Bryce, who writes for footballscoop.com, has reported 7 minutes ago that Arkansas has begun notifying other candidates they will not get the job. Razorbacks to hire USF coach Alex Golish.
So there is at least someone behind now, Schapp.
Yeah, footballscoop.com, who is very credible, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is kind of what they do, right?
Yes.
This is what John Bryce writes. Arkansas is on the verge of landing its next head coach, and the timeline is trending to matching what the school's athletic director, Hunter Yurecek, has privately told people in recent weeks. Yurecek wants a signed agreement such as a memorandum of understanding with the Razorbacks' next coach before this weekend's games are over because he doesn't want to get into a bidding war. So that is what he wrote. But, the tweet was that Arkansas has begun notifying other candidates they will not get the job and that it's going to be Alex Golish. So if we are to believe this, and again, nothing signed yet, but...
Real quick, I know where you're about to go. Would Golish not be smart to wait to see if Ole Miss comes open?
Yeah, I mean...
But Arkansas's pushing deadline.
Right. So it's like, what's the old bird in hand better than two in the bush?
I'm just wondering if that's what we've got here.
I think so. I mean, right. I think he should take it. If it's going to be like, Ole Miss...
Because there's a chance Ole Miss goes higher.
Yeah. There's
now, with where that job is, that they don't...
You have to say
down the list there.
It's Lane Kiffin. There's some chance the dude goes back.
There is
Ole Miss.
A chance that there is not an opening there.
Yeah. So but, okay, I think, you know, you probably have to just...
Yep.
It's the same argument for... But I would argue for Arkansas, like, it's a blow to Silverfield because Alex Golish also has never competed for an American Conference championship, and he is getting the nod over you.
Well, he has SEC ties that you don't.
He does. He does have that Tennessee OC.
He had been with Heupel before.
But, bro, this is what we're going to be dealing with every cycle. No. I mean, somebody is going to have an SEC or an ACC or a Big 12 or a Big 10 tie.
Sure.
That Silverfield doesn't because he was at Memphis and in the NFL.
Sure.
And so we just kind of go back to square one with, you know, Silverfield just doesn't seem like he's going to be a guy that gets hired by somebody else unless and until.
Well, we still are holding out hope.
He wins that American Conference championship.
Or, you know, Laird Beach says he's my man.
I saw today that they're working on a new deal.
Well, he just lost.
Right. So you knew when that happened that it would be the end. You did come in here on Monday and resign to that fact.
Well, and if Lane goes to LSU.
Right. But who are they going to hire at Ole Miss? They got to hire somebody.
No, are they hiring Eli? He was on the list of 10 I read. From
I mean, why not?
Then,
I mean, I feel like
maybe,
that's the kind of coach that they – I mean, Clark
maybe,
Lee,
it might
Eli
be moved
Drinkwitz.
If they're going to lock him in. They lock him in, it's moved.
Yeah, it is. So I don't know. Maybe Sarkisian wants to get out ahead of the posse at Texas. I don't know the answer to that. But it does seem like Arkansas, if you were a Memphis fan who was hoping that Arkansas would provide the maroon red parachute, it ain't happening.
Well, the odds had increased. They were better for Sylvie, right? They had gone back up after initially being high and coming back down. They'd gone back up.
Yes.
So I think folks' hopes had gone up.
Yes.
Folks at least that were hoping Ryan would get a job somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's dashed. It appears, at least from the reports that are out there, I'd still like to see it from a Thamel who, oh, by the way, shut down the, you know, with Eric Morse the day before with that news. We hadn't discussed that. Had the North Texas coach head to Oklahoma State, that was all part of these dominoes, too, because Eric was obviously the target of Arkansas.
Exactly. That's when
he's headed to Oklahoma State.
Yep,
and that's these
when
dominoes start to fall.
Yeah, exactly, and then they quickly crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know now we go to Alex Golish. So, I mean, again,
smart for Golish because it's what Frank Bonner said yesterday. You just have to move the needle at Arkansas. You have to show improvement. Nobody's going to go in there and expect you to turn into a monster in the SEC.
Yep.
When you first get the job, and that's going to they'll give you time.
Exactly.
That's what you've got with that job, and that's why it would have been good for Silverfield.
Yep. And quite frankly, you know, Alex Golish is a sexier hire than Silverfield because he scores 60 a game. I mean, and he plays at such a fast pace. You know, like, I'm not saying he's a better hire than Silverfield. I don't even know if I believe that, but I do know that for a fan base, he'll at least be able to go in there and say, we're going to play so fast. We're going to, you know, make sure that our athletes are in the best shape of anybody on that field. And if you're in Silverfield doesn't have, like, what's Silverfield's pitch? Like, all right, Ryan, you got the job. What are your teams going to do? We're going to take care of the football. We're going to run the ball. It don't hit the same. It don't hit the same.
Yeah. Again, with Golish's SEC ties, I know it to us it looks like. I think it's a big leg up for him, just like, you know, Summerall. Summerall hasn't won an American championship yet. Yes, he could get to his second this year, but that point being, it's those SEC ties that make him – again, to the big boys, to the Power Four structure, just makes you a more attractive candidate. Something Ryan's going to have to work against. You work against that by making conference title games and winning them. So, you know, you mentioned the tone yesterday with Gabe that Ryan had. You know, I don't imagine he'll get the question too many more times now if that's indeed a done deal with Alex Golish going there. So this was something Ryan's never – Jeff's discussed it. He's never been in a position to say this.
Right.
You know,
yep.
So it was – you know, it came off a little bit, but you mentioned some of the wording.
Yeah.
It's the first time through for him, but it looks like it, you know, it's all going to be for
I would say not a great job.
It's the job you have That's and right. the job that you will have.
Yeah.
Is how I would put it.
He said, first off, I'm thrilled to be the head coach here. It's the job I have.
And it's the job you will have, Ryan, with another year, by the way, if you keep your guys together tomorrow.
Yeah, like...
I see your face. I know. I know what you're feeling inside right now, and you're sensing and feeling frustrations that I've been feeling for years.
Well, I mean, look...
Trapped!
I thought 2 years ago, when you were starting to talk about this...
Oh, you thought it was crazy.
It was a little premature.
All y'all looked at me crazy.
But I have been with you for about a year and a half now on this journey.
You've long. You've been
now,
on
now,
the
Now, you know, I'm in the passenger seat. You're driving it, but I'm in the car, so... I mean, and you, we keep going faster and faster. I mean, we're going like 95 now on the interstate. But yes, I would just say to anybody that has a job,
bro. When Eric Moore's got Oklahoma State, I thought we were about to hit the exit.
Yeah, I know the off ramp.
I said, "Whoa!"
Yep, but not to be. If your boss comes to you and asks you, you know, do you like your job, and you're trying to convince that boss that you do, don't say it's the job I have. You
know, yeah, again, Gabe's not the boss.
I know,
Gabe is the media and a former Tiger.
But he's talking to an audience, right?
Yes, he is. No, your point is well made.
That he's still trying to convince, like, you know.
But it's his first time doing it. It's never happened to him.
But again,
that's what we talk about every year. The guy's not been on any lists.
By the way, I don't blame him for wanting to leave.
Or
right?
interviews, at least.
Obviously, he knows that he is not beloved here. You know, so I don't blame him for wanting. It's a really clumsy way to handle that. You know, it's the job I have, you know. As if it's, like, forced upon him.
He said he's working tirelessly to beat Navy get another year. Now, he didn't say to get another year part, but he did say he's working tirelessly. That means no sleep, guys.
Yep.
So he's working hard for you.
Yep.
Who was that called in? Mike? Mike, he's working hard for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Working so hard for Mike. Now, we all know.
This is
You didn't give a dime.
Let me tell you.
You ain't giving a dime.
Oh, I paid. I could have used a media pass. I gave my money that day, that night for NIL.
You ain't giving a dime, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
The
team should be more together than ever.
That's right.
Because Ryan ain't going nowhere, is he?
Well said.
He can say it in there like Wesley Witherspoon or whatever. We ain't going nowhere, coach.
Yep. Yep.
We ain't going nowhere.
Yep. So anyway, it does seem like Alex Golish is the guy at Arkansas.
Seems like it.
Multiple reports now, just waiting on the confirmation from Thamel or whoever it is, and Rick Murphy.
Shout out to Young Shap.
I don't know if he's young, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right, because if he's been on the women's basketball since the 90s, he's not young.
I think you're thinking
that
he had a break like
I thought somebody said this was Dick Shap's son, so that's why I said the younger
joke.
Shap. And I apologize.
I think that's Jeremy
Shap. That was you
Shap.
Messing around.
It that is was Jeffrey
what
Wright.
Am I shouldn't have been fooled on that. Jeremy, of course, I know Jeremy Shap. I know who he is.
That was Jeffrey Wright's hijinks, not mine.
I apologize that I fell for that.
But yes, it was...
Congratulations to Mr. Shap. He was out there early on that one. You don't typically see that anymore
right.
in the out of the power structure. You're going to see the Thamels and them get that news.
Yes, absolutely.
Good for him.
Good for him indeed. You've been there for 96. You should have some, you know...
That was you years ago, but you were young.
Not quite 96.
He is old, you're saying.
No, I think the next guy that could, you know, break some news in Memphis and maybe be the next me... You know, you're out there looking, who could it be? Who's the next? Sammy Shoemaker.
Mm. Oh, you've identified.
Watch out.
Okay.
I see some similarities in approach. You know what I mean? I haven't met him. I've just kind of, I know he interned with us at Daily Memphian.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, you're looking for that hunger, right? You're looking for that, you know. That
hunger like you had back in the day.
Now I'm old. Now I've already made it. I'm comfortable. I don't have to chase a coaching search scoop anymore. But I remember those days, and watch out for old Sammy. My money might be on Sammy. There's some talented. Roman Cleary's talented. Sam Shoemaker's talented. There's some young guys coming up, and I'm missing some. I hate to name people and miss, and you know, but I'm always monitoring, you know, the future of journalism, you know, here in Memphis. So anyway, whenever there's a coaching opening, I'll put the odds up at Calcio on who breaks it.
Man.
For football. But that could be 2035.
One more year. Five more years.
5 more years. Lock it in, baby. All right, we'll come back. Norton Heard the fourth. Let's lock him up 5 more years. Catch him on Jeffrey and Company. Catch him on Wednesday mornings with us. He's next. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Oh, he's Norton Hearn IV, Team Thad program director and coach, Civil Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. For 2025, we're going to do it again in 26. Mitchell High Product and Walker Homes Finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Herd, and he's on IG at I Am Coach Herd. Coach, I open with a very happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. I hope you and the family enjoy tomorrow. Wonderful day of joy and food.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving and holidays to everyone. I'm kind of just getting back from Chicago. I went there. Your city, your sports town.
Yes.
Me and my daughter went a couple of days, so I'm kind of getting situated now. Back, but yeah, everything looks like it's going to be good. Thank you, guys.
Can we? I wanted to just get into his Thanksgiving real quick.
Please,
you know, we like to get into the personal with Herd. You know, we want the audience to know the man behind the name.
Yeah.
Is Thanksgiving a big production in the Herd household?
What do you mean by production?
You know, like, you have 30, 40 people over, you cook a big feast, you know, it's a big thing, you know. Like, my Thanksgiving is going to include about 8 people, and it's going to be over by 1 o'clock, okay? That is a Caucasian version of Thanksgiving.
Nah, I'm going to say this, John. I'm a little older than you, so I'm 2 years from being 40. So at this point in my life, nah, we're not doing no 30 and 40, so I'm somewhere in between. like 8 to 15 is actually cool. That's enough bubbly spirit, you know what I mean, for one household to handle. So, yeah, I'm somewhere. I've been doing the last 2 years in my house. I cooked a lot. People brought stuff. This year, my sister just got a new house, and she kind of wanted to, her and my mother wanted to do it there. So I'm going to still have a little something in my house, and then take my daughter there and just call it a day. But Thanksgiving is really important to us. I think you should eat a lot, but I'm also got to go on a diet Monday, December the 1st. So I'm trying to, like, how crazy to go or not go tomorrow, actually.
So you've had it at your house the last couple of years. What is, what's your specialty, Herd? What can you really throw down on? I've never thought about Herd the cook.
Yeah, it shocked everybody to the point that even people in my family be hating on me or thinking and been bought. You know what I'm saying? Like, just come enjoy the great food. Like, it's not time to investigate, but I just have your normal Thanksgiving food. I mean, turkey, dressing, chicken. Now, the first year, I was so happy I moved to my house, Jason. I went too far. I had the regular Thanksgiving stuff. I had seafood brought in. I had everything. Just like,
you did it up. Man,
yeah, we did it up. Last year, I cut back on the seafood. It cut my costs down. And, you know, just the everyday greens, spaghetti, all that good stuff. So from a cleaning and a product situation, I'm glad it's at my sister's house because I'm just going to have like a little small. I got some coaches going to be in town, you know, four or five people come over and the big stuff at my sister.
Sounds good, brother. Hope you guys enjoyed. Obviously, Memphis coming back from Baja Mar 1-4. They got Southern Illinois tonight. I just ask you, Herd, how must win are these next two, especially with, you know, the way you lost that Wake Forest game there at the end? You know, we've talked about it ad nauseum at this point. You know, should have had Doug miss that free throw. That one was right there in your hand. You let it get away. You come back having lost four in a row. Feels like Southern Illinois and New Orleans are must wins, Herd, ahead of Baylor, Louisville, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State. What say you?
So I'm going to say this. New Orleans is a really good team. It's just not the Master P height, but it's like a really – Mississippi State only won by 3-4 points. They done upset a couple of high majors. So they're doing their thing down there. Before I answer that, John and Jason, I want to say this because I haven't had you know, I'm in the middle of the week now. I'm extremely confident these next two games because although we lost, this is the craziest thing y'all ever heard because y'all know Herod is not a moral victory. Man, I think that it gave me so much hope. I think they played great against them two teams, and it showed me that we actually have a good team. So I left out there with confidence. I heard a 1-4. I heard all that. I'm looking at it just pure on what it is. Purdue, that was supposed to be – we laughed about it before the game. People was calling in a 40-point loss. You know, it was big on the betting. They was leading a lot in that game. Wake Forest, they should have won that game. Come on, we talking about a buzzer. So I get that. But after how they came back from UNLV, I was very impressed with them two guys. They would have played like that against UNLV. They would have won that game by 15 points. So I think they're going to – tonight, they're going to – first double-digit win tonight. And New Orleans, they're playing good too, but Memphis is going to win. And I think they're going to upset. I'm confident in them right now. I'm a little different from the rest of the world.
Here's where I'm at. I agree with you about the roster, especially coming off of UNLV. I agree with you to this extent that seeing them play Purdue as hard as they did, they had the lead with, 7 minutes left. Like you said, most folks thought that was going to be so one-sided it'd be a joke. And then you should have won the game against a top Wake Forest, you know, a top 50 Wake Forest team right there. So what it told me is, okay, maybe this roster ain't nearly as bad as I or as some have made it out or thought it might be. Now, that said, Herd, you're in that spot there, and Doug McDaniel done got you to the line and a chance to take this game back after you guys, you know, Zach Davis made some boneheaded plays, whatever else. Doug's got you there, and he's got a chance to win. Norton Herd IV is coaching right there, and I know Penny's taking account, but I need to know this from you, Herd. You're telling Doug McDaniel to miss that second free throw, aren't you, so they can't set up any inbounds play that they've practiced or not, right?
So let me say this. My quick answer will be yes. Now, this is why I think 92.9, y'all do a great job there, is that we keep it authentic. I didn't with my own eyes see that last play. So but what I'm hearing from everybody, it was how much time left when he was on the foul line?
1.5, and they have no timeouts. And you know Forbes well. And they have no timeouts, Coach Wake Forest. So if you miss the free throw, that time starts immediately. As you know, the only thing you can do is heave. When you make it goes out of bounds, allowing them to set up a play that they've been practicing all year and run the night before. But now you have all the nuts and bolts of the situation right there.
Yes, also he ran that play no timeouts. They just ran it from the regular coach. He just told them to get into their play that they usually run. Okay, and I saw Steph Davis or somebody put how they ran that play night before at the
And you got it now. That doesn't happen, right, if they miss the free throw on purpose. And Penny has said it's what he should have done. So I think we're at a point now where it's, you know, it's a no-brainer. I'm just saying that's the part for me, Herd, and the point I'm trying to make is, like, the roster was good enough, at least to come back 1-1 and feel real good about your effort against Purdue. And in the end, a coaching decision that just can't happen. And your staff's got to be there for you if you're worrying so much about who's in, who's out. And I believe Penny there. You know, he didn't put together this roster. This dude's trying to do this. It feels like all this stuff himself. But I need that staff or somebody. I just need to know from a coach how much of a no-brainer that is. Steve Forbes seemed to indicate, dude, the game would have been over. They gave it to us. I mean, I think that's what we were all seeing.
I agree with that, sister. I'm not going to say no-brainer, though. I'm not going to say no-brainer. I'm going to say you should have did it. But see, y'all think about this, Jason and John. Even the shot that was made in the play, that's a really low percentage chance that would happen, too. That with no timeouts to execute that, that's low percentage, too.
I like low percentage hurt. I like no percentage better.
Coach, people have hidden half-court shots, too. People have hidden half-court shots, too. But I think that was a lower percentage than the three that was made.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, okay, you have to minimize the percentage, right? So, like, if he makes a half-court heave with 1 point, or it really would be 3.4.
Three-quarter court shot.
You just have to say, God bless you, young man.
He has to heave that as soon as he touches it.
God bless you for making that shot, young man. I mean, I don't even know, you know, it probably would have hit the ceiling if he would have launched it from, the pass damn near hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
If you go back and look.
My only point is, Hurt, I'm not trying to get you to criticize him. My point is this. We've talked so much about roster and those players needing to lock in. I need, as you go into Southern Illinois and New Orleans and the rest of the season, staff to lock in just as much. And I don't think that's unfair.
No, I don't think it even. And I'm going to be real, Jay. I like how you present it to me and you keep me on up and up. But no, this ain't criticism. It's real talk. I mean, everybody has been talking about it since it happened. So it's real talk. It's just the basketball guys with me. I just can't say that it was a crucial, worst ever coaching decision, or tonight the coaches need to be more locked in, because I think everybody was locked in pretty good for them to play like that, you know, those two games. And I just think it was misfortunate, because on one end, too, I've had some Hall of Famer coaches I talked to about it this week, too. Most people say they would have missed it, but you have some Hall of Fame coaches say, I'm never really against doing what's right, like telling somebody to miss a free throw and all that. Like, let's play ball. You know what I mean? And so, and he could have easily missed the shot, too, and everybody would be praising him. So I think that's just part of playing the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. I just don't think that was the –
No, I got you.
See what I'm saying?
No, I understand your point completely. And some coaches, I think even Parrish right afterwards were saying there are some coaches that wouldn't say anything. They want their player to hit it and everything else. Hey, show me the – and that's I get where you're coming down. My whole thing is, Heard, when you've only got – and you know the situation. John's laid it out. You got $4 to $5 million in terms of your budget. We're watching these teams over in Vegas. Boy, they got big-time rosters and everything else. My point is, whether it's an Aaron Bradshaw, right, or games like that Wake Forest game, Memphis can't afford to have Memphis misses, right? He has to almost thread the needle, Penny does, especially when it comes to replacing 15. But you got it. We've discussed it. Kind of like value shop, right? Hit all the right guys. If you have misses, whether it's in players or whether it's games like this that I thought came down, you know, to a coaching decision there, that those are the things that can really hurt you, make it where, yeah, you got to win the conference and maybe that seed, you know, can't get any higher than a 10 or 11 or 12. See, my point, it's just I hate to see those missed opportunities when Penny is really in a spot where he can't miss.
No, you got to understand, Coach, when you have lost four games, can you I coach, and I'm not even a college coach. Coaching is one of the hardest things in the world when you're losing, right? I'm talking about especially when you're being spotlighted. So I'm sure he's very mad about that. We're mad about it. We know we had the game. And when you wouldn't lose four straight, I mean, like, to the average fan, it's like, oh, they lost four games. To the people in the locker room, it's like, thank God the game today, because some people probably would be having messed up Thanksgiving because they just want to win so bad. And John, I know you and Jeffrey keep me on this, but, like, and Jason, you have grown too with the bid. I know Memphis is the favorite for this, right?
Yeah, they're 11-point favorites.
And I wouldn't say I've grown with the betting. I understand it.
Jason is a former FanDuel spokesperson, no longer. Now he's Grizzbeat.
He Grizzbeat. When I mean that, Jason, I do need to clarify that. you're not a better. I mean,
just in case my pastor was listening, you know, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. I'm not a better. Yeah. I got you.
The only better that Jason is heard is good, better, best.
That's right. That's the Chicago Bears mantra. You wouldn't know anything about. You got Purdy over there.
That's right. Oh. Yeah. Hey, Herd, let me ask you about this though, because I actually agree. All 1-4s are not created equally, and obviously, given the strength of schedule with Memphis, no one is sitting here saying that the season is over, that they can't win the American. Yep. All of their goals are frankly in front of them. Can they get an at-large bid? I mean, that will probably be a little tougher to do, but again, they could still win the American and win the American tournament.
Agreed.
But what about, if any, and I'm asking because, you know, you're a coach and you're having to deal with kids that aren't that different than, you know, college-age kids, the cumulative effect of losing 4 in a row, you know, how do you battle out of that? How much does that linger? Is it a thing? Is it easy to get past? Like, just take me through the psychology of trying to navigate being on the wrong end of a streak like that.
It is rough. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It's rough. It's rough because of, I think the media have always done a good job covering. I remember, you know, Jason back in his newspaper writing day stuff, and it was kind of rough then, but social media has made it rougher, and it depends on where you coach it. University of Memphis, dude, they can't have a scrimmage or a practice without people wanting to know what happened. So y'all even know this on my level. Let me lose 4 games. Jason and John, y'all have people texting y'all from all areas of the city. You know what I mean? So it's like, it is rough. And now what I'm proud about, because those last 2 games, at first I thought they were in a slump. And when you're in a slump at a certain point, you never know when it could end. Like at one point, the same point guard y'all talking about after UNLV, people want to cut him, right? Now we see, no, this team can play. So it – Yeah. You know what I mean? I remember at the UNLV people saying,
I was critical of Doug after UNLV. I was questioning whether he was in and out. I'll hold my hand up. He showed me something out there in the Bahamas.
Yeah, so it's stuff like that. And then basketball is so emotional, John and Jason, unlike football is once a week. You might play 3-4 games a week, and people are extremely hot on you, extremely cold next day. So Penny getting the attention he getting, it is rough, John. I do want to answer this, too. I don't think they're at large bid, you know, unless they have a good thing here late. But I done seen some NBA player put it online, some analyst. I don't bet. I'm willing to up it. I said 1,000 last week to 2,000. Memphis will win the conference, and they're going to the tournament. It ain't nothing to talk about. They're winning the American, whatever the new name is, and they're going to the tournament. So, yeah,
I like it. Plant your flag. You're like Tim Tebow. You're like Tim Tebow back in the day. Plant that damn flag. Say, we will never get embarrassed like this again. This will be the last time we ever lose. I like it. Let's go.
No, because I think people are getting, like, because I know how our mindsets are. Let's say we lose to Louisville and this person somebody bad. I don't wish that to happen. Oh, we don't even know if they can. Listen, guys, I love Andy Kennedy. I love all these guys. UAB ain't no Purdue, okay? Whoever else they bragging on, South Florida, and I'm friends with all these people, is not, you know what I'm saying? Wake Forest, it's just what it is. So let's not, although we're going through, now we shouldn't take the easy route out like, oh, we're going to win the tournament, so we shouldn't be mad. No, but we are going to win the American, guys, and we're going to the tournament.
You know, you have a lot of friends in college basketball. You're one of the most influential people. One person, I wonder if I've ever heard you say he is my friend as well, that you've been sitting in his office chair. Rick Barnes, are y'all friends?
Yeah. Rick is Coach Barnes. Yeah, I was supposed to, a lot of those coaches wanted me to come to Vegas. But no, I was at Tennessee camp probably like with Dylan like a couple months ago, 2-3 months ago, and they make you sit at the top, all the parents, all the coaches. And Rick personally was like, oh, we're heard it. Get them down here. You know what I mean? Like, so Rick has always showed me respect. He is always like, you know, y'all know my team in Tennessee. I want to, you know, stay around. He just hired one of my good friends, a Memphis native. If y'all don't know him, he have done good work in the community. Morrow, that played at Cordova.
Yeah.
Morrow
Morgan.
Yeah, he's big time, guys. And there's a lot of other guys from Memphis and some football coaches in the SEC, but he worked his way up junior college, D2, mid-major, this, and he has finally, you know, he's first year at Tennessee, man, and he's doing a really good job there, too. So, no. Coach Barnes, top five coach, Hall of Famer, all that stuff, well-respected.
Yeah, it hurts me to say as a Tiger, but I have it's an ever-growing respect for Barnes. I mean, he was just being criticized this year for his non-conference schedule, played a bunch of 200s over at KenPom. And he goes and plays this Houston team that a lot of folks have picked to go to the Final Four and win it this year. And he beats them last night. And no matter what the criticism of his is, and I know we got in a little back and forth with him and Penny, but I hate how he feels about Memphis and the fact that he won't schedule us. I think that's personal. I think it's ridiculous. Still, as a basketball coach, for a guy that they said was washed up after Texas, what he's built Tennessee into – like that, you know, at his age, in a changing time where, again, many of his peers have gone on and gotten out of the game, you know, and maybe he's still hungry because he wants to get over that hump that they said he can't do. I don't know how you don't respect it. And I wondered how much, you know, you two talk. I wondered how close you are because I think Barnes is as good as any of them, man. I truly do. I was a doubter, and he proves me wrong every time. He's proven folks wrong this year that said he was scheduling weak.
No, Barnes, like I say, I don't talk to him every day, like I say, because a lot of the head coaches, you really kind of, like, they're older. You talk to the assistants a lot mm-hmm. when it's time to, like, seal good deals or they really want to, oh, coach, I really need to sit down this time. You know when it gets serious.
He adapts is what I gather heard about him. He adapts.
So I will say this. He has good assistants. Mm-hmm. He can really coach. But guys like him and Samson, they adapt, but they don't coach. They old school and they don't play.
No, I hear what you're saying. They keep some of the old school in them, right? They ain't just changed and flipped their complete style. I hear what you're saying.
Nah, they say enough to get you in there. But when you get in there, they're very – Coach Sampson, I was at his practice a couple months ago. Rick Barnes, they don't BS around. And this is what I want to say about Coach Barnes, too. Like him, consider him a friend in the business. It ain't like, you know, my car breakdown, his car breakdown. We calling each other. But I'm saying – I don't, what is my word for this? I don't agree with the Memphis stuff now because he's not from Tennessee, and I don't feel like, and I don't know if I didn't tell him this personally, but I don't feel like, you know, him, and if he didn't like how Penny did something, should have the right. That game is bigger than him, Penny, and everything. That's about our state. That ain't about you. You know what
agreed,
I'm saying? And
agreed, 100%.
Yeah. It's our state. I think Rick Barnes from North Carolina or something. I forgot where he's from, but that this about our state. So to me, I think his AD or even the governor should overrule that. But outside of that, I think he's a great coach. And if you're coaching in the SEC, coach, why do you got to have, non-conference? Now, you should have to play Memphis, but why you got to have a great non-conference schedule? I'm going to be real. If I'm Penny, I love his schedule, but the way these fans and we have act, it's no way I would do that again. I would make sure my first three games off a show, we win it. Then I would get into it. You get what I mean? Because it's like it's two ways to skin a cat, guys, when it comes to getting your team ready. Like what Rick Barnes just did. You playing high competition do sharpen you better, but depending on your team nowadays and you don't got kids for years, sometimes playing a couple games, building their confidence first before they jump into it helps too, and that clearly has worked for Tennessee. They played some games to build their confidence up. Now by the time you come play Houston, now your boys feel like they believe in you. They all believe in each other. You ain't going in, like you said, John, high as your mental after four games. You're going in with the highest level of confidence. Everybody know no matter what field you're in life or anything you do in life, confidence is like the number one key. Once you believe, anything is possible.
Facts. Great stuff, man. I hope you're right. I hope they can bounce back. Big opportunity tonight just to get a dub. You know, I like dubs. Dubs are fun. Especially before Thanksgiving when we can all get around the table, be thankful. NFL football on your TV. And don't forget, on Friday, the Bears are playing.
That's right, Herb. Bears-Eagles. Make sure you're locked in.
Don't forget. That's not tomorrow. That's Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Same to you guys.
Yes,
same to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Norton Herb the Fourth. Look, he obviously, you know, is a coach, and so he has coaches stick up for coaches. There's no question about that. It is a fraternity. And yeah, it was a low percentage shot, from Miles Colvin, low percentage conversion rate. But to your point, no percentage always going to be better than low percentage.
It would have basically, depending upon where you got the rebound, could have been a full court heave, right, essentially.
And I legitimately think it would have hit the ceiling of the ballroom if you're having to launch a full court, you know.
Let me tell you what, that's what they don't practice. They practice plays from inbounds or situations like that.
That's exactly right.
Heaves like that, you don't practice because you don't make them.
You don't.
And again, Penny knows. I've almost looked at, man, your staff's got to tell you because he is. He's trying to make all decisions. Either way, it stops with Penny. It's unfortunate because that roster, again, that has been a mess at times,
yep,
played well enough to be coming back from there 1-1 and certainly for that team, you know, 2-3.
Absolutely.
At least, which means, John, now you got to make it up. You can't make it up against Southern Illinois, New Orleans, but you need to steal some of these that we see. Baylor, you mentioned it. They're brand new. They're learning how to, you know, in the same way, trying to figure out how to win. And so whether it's that, whether it's Vandy, you've got to steal some of these to make up for the ones that you've dropped. A UNLV, that's a bad loss. Wake Forest should have been a top 50 win. Got to make up for some of that stuff. It's got to start with getting better against Southern Illinois.
Absolutely, it does. So no signature yet for Alex Golish, by the way, but it's trending that way according to multiple reports now on 3, Football Scoop. Our man Trey Schaap had it first. Now, I think Trey Schaap reported that it was signed. I think that is the difference with his reporting, is that he said it was he said it accepted an offer. So suppose that is technically still true, can still be true without a signature.
Yeah. Respect Burger to Schaap.
That's your guy, man.
It was just like you back in the day. Nobody wanted
Except
to believe me at
not
first.
Quite the I was a lot younger than Trey.
Well, yes, I
Trey's
guess again. Let me phrase
clout.
That correctly so yours looks more impressive.
Well, no, he just had. I'm saying,
dude, I could
his
also
is more believable because he's been there since '96. Like he probably does know somebody that's directly involved, right? I did not. I happen to know like a secondary person and then
another person
who was secondary. I told the story on Jeff's show, but he was not interested in it. He cut me off immediately. As he does.
Well, we know how much you love the story. I think he's heard it so much.
That's right.
That he, you know how that goes.
Yes, he does.
Jeff's the storyteller, brother. He's the one that does the reading and the storytelling.
No, I do. I do
understand
love
that.
My favorite parts are when I go on Jeff's show and then he asks Jeffrey the questions. Those are always fun.
Right. And you get to listen.
Like, well, this is great. Thank you so much.
You get to listen in.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a guest. I feel like I'm just sitting in the cuck chair over here in the corner. Jeffrey, what do we think about this offer from Jeff? If you don't want to have me on the show, brother, I'm not going to get offended. You know, just talk to Jeffrey.
Heard just texted you about Golish. She's on top of it.
Heard, thank you. That's our correspondent, our Arkansas football correspondent, Norton Heard IV. It's Leon Taylor, repost. So, is Leon still with Team Thad, by the way?
I believe so.
Now, every time we ask Hurd about that, he kind of, you know, gives us, you know, an interesting answer. You know, assistant coach Leon Taylor. But
assistant coach last, like, SID, too,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah. I know the role may have evolved. I don't know.
That's the thing. Could they be all evolved.
The general Starting manager of Team staff, Thad. Too. That's exactly right. I think Memphis needs to make room for, like, a clock manager at the end of the game.
We can't just assign that to somebody who's already there?
I thought we could have, but we obviously have not. You know? So I think we need to get somebody on staff that has, oh, you know, it's 2 seconds. We got to call a timeout, get our thoughts together here.
There always is the possibility that you tell them to miss it and Doug still hits it.
Yeah.
We have seen that happen.
Right.
But you got to tell them to miss it. We're moving on. Southern Illinois tonight. I think I'm moving on. I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.